This program comes to you by electrical transcription. The Treasury Star Parade. With Danny Kaye, Al Goodman and his orchestra and chorus, and Frederick March as Master of Ceremonies. Our slogan,
Millions for Defense.
Any bonds today? Bonds of freedom is what we're selling. Any bonds today?
This is Frederick March, ladies and gentlemen, in another of the new series of programs brought to you by the Treasury Department. And now I want you to meet one of my favorite entertainers, one of the newest, brightest, most talented stars of our theater today, a young lad named Danny Kaye. And if you've never heard him, you've got a real treat in store for you. We're glad to have you with us, Danny.
Well, I'm glad to be here, Fred.
I've just been telling the audience what a great comedian you are, Danny.
Oh, thank you very much. Does that mean I have to tell the audience what a great dramatic actor you are?
Well, don't you think I'm a good actor?
Well,
what? Come on, what's wrong with my acting?
Well,
shall I tell him? Well, confidentially, Fred, your acting is swell. Only you haven't been taught by the right method, you see.
What do you mean?
Well, haven't you ever heard of Stanislavski?
Well, sure I have. Well, what does he do?
He's dead.
Is that bad?
But he, my dear Mr. March, had a special school of acting.
What was special about it?
Well, some time ago, he founded the Moscow Art Theater and introduced a revolutionary theory of acting, which has since become known as the Stanislavski Method. Let me give you a picture of one of his disciples. Who is the world's greatest actor? And how did I get that way? Who made me a genius, the greatest projector who ever wore a toupee? Who made me most miserable Hamlet, the deadest Romeo who died for his bride? Who made me most awful Dr. Jekyll, and then made me Hyde? Stanislavski, Stanislavski of the Moskva Theater, Stanislavski. I will never forget the day I first meet the great master. He took me by the hand and beat my head against the wall. And in one word, he told me the secret of the great Stanislavski method. Suffer! That's all. Suffer! You must live before you give. Suffer! You must take before you make. Suffer! You must think before you think. Suffer! 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 Suffer!
Hello.
Suffer! And the audience suffers with you. Stanislavski! Stanislavski! I will never forget the day they give me first part to play. I'm supposed to play part of sailor. But first I must suffer. What I'm going to do. I join Navy, become sailor. First day out, big storm. At first I was afraid I was going to die. Then I was afraid I wasn't going to die. But I suffer. I came back to Moscow, and in this part, I was wowed. Here's what the great critic, George Jean Yasha Sasha Vladimir Nathan, said. Господин Горяченко, зачем это нос так была хороша? Ты фиш красивый большой, а люди там тоже. Здравствуйте, нежец, сбейте, здравствуйте, нежец, брошь. Just like in America, 3.5 stars.
Barrymore is an actor.
Pooh. Evans is a Shakespeare. Pooh. Gielgud is a Schlemielgud. Coward is a cow. Lawton is a Norton. Orson Welles, he smells and how. So if you want career on stage, you mustn't dream of merely acting. Use the Stanislavski method of mental chiropractic. Be a tree, be a sled, be a purple spool of thread, be a storm, a piece of lace, a subway train, an empty space, take it fast, take it slow. Hello, Mo, hello, Joe, I just got back from what you was for. Stanislavski, Stanis. I will never forget the day. Brooks Atkinson said I stink. I was playing part of stable boy. It was in Great Russian Tragedy. It was beautiful. Everybody died. I also play part in Great Russian Comedy.
Everybody died.
But they died happy. This makes it funny. But I will never forget the day of my greatest triumph. I was playing part of antique mahogany bureau. So convincing in the third act, my drawers fell out. And who was the man who loosened my screws? Who pulled me apart? Stanislavski, Stanislavski of the Musky.
Well, no need to ask you whether you like that. But you know, every great comedian has a wistful strain in him somewhere. You've heard the comedy of Danny Kaye. Now I want you to see another side of Danny Kaye. Have you ever heard him sing the Irish folk song Molly Malone? Well, here it is.
In Dublin's fair city, the girls are so pretty, 'twas there that I first met sweet Molly Malone. She drove her wheelbarrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, and faith, 'tis no wonder, her mother and father were fishmongers too. They drove their wheelbarrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She died of a fever, and no one could save her. And that's all I know of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost drives her barefoot through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and
proud to present one of the regular features of our Treasury Star Parade, starring Frederick March in The Average American.
I'm sorry, Martha. Late for supper.
Just thought I'd get down and take a look at the East 40. Grain down there ain't doing so good. Got rust on it. Funny thing, every year is something with it. Drought, hail, frost. Don't make no difference, but every year it's something. Makes a fellow wonder. Yeah, when I was younger, I could have been somebody. Pa was bent on sending me to school. Joe went, Harry went, even Esther. They all went to school and left the farm. And I guess they've done all right, all of them, except me. But you know, funny thing, Martha, I never seemed to be able to get away to school. It always seemed to too much to be done and not enough hands to do it. I get kind of tired sometimes, Martha. Not body tired, although now I'm older, I get that too, but tired inside. Tired of the never-ending work. So tired, I just want to lie down and sleep forever. Oh, I ain't complaining, Martha, only sometimes I can't help thinking. Let me see the paper, will you? Look at this. Even the news, 2 days old. The truth about Pearl Harbor. Battle rages in the Far East. Russians attack along Eastern Front. Down here in the corner, Secretary of Agriculture says farmers will win the war. Now, what is he? America's first duty is to produce food. Food for ourselves and food for the Allied countries. America's first duty. Say, you see what it says here, Martha? America's first duty. You know, Martha, I went down tonight and looked at the East 40. Funny thing, I was standing there looking, all of a sudden a bird began to sing. It sort of came up all at once out of the ground and began to sing. Pretty, too. And there was the sun going down, and I could smell the clean smell of earth. It's funny what the Secretary of Agriculture has to say. America's first duty is to produce food. Food for ourselves and food for the Allied countries. Say, I wonder. You suppose Joe and Harry and Esther saw that? Funny what a little thing like that'll do to a man, ain't it, Martha? Huh? Makes you feel better inside. Not so tired anymore somehow. It makes a man feel, oh, I don't know, somehow important. America's first duty is to produce food. Food for ourselves and food for the Allied countries. Well, that's the farmer they're talking about, Martha. The farmer!
The farmer knows what he must do, but today there are hundreds, thousands, millions of us, Americans everywhere, wanting to know what we can do. We, all of us, want to do as much as we can, as well as we can. To quote a great patriot, these are times that try men's souls. And our great desire is to give our time and talents and strength to the utmost, to ensure our ultimate victory. What can we do? I'll tell you. Do your job, and then do a little bit extra. It's the extra that counts. And best of all, there's one way we can all serve. Buy defense bonds and stamps. Budget a part of your income every week and join the Treasury Payroll Savings Plan wherever you work. Invest in defense bonds and stamps. They mean the difference between victory and defeat. America is your country. Keep it yours. The United States Treasury Department thanks the distinguished artists who gave their talents to this performance. Mr. Frederick March, who acted as our master of ceremonies. Mr. Danny Kaye, whose material was written by Sylvia Fine and Max Lieberman, with Miss Fine at the piano. Orchestra and chorus were under the direction of Al Goodman, writing by Hal Block, John Latouche, and Malcolm Meacham. Produced by William A. Bacher. This is Larry Elliott speaking.